Uyraysa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Memches Amud Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Memches Amud Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Nisuch HaMayim Ketzah. So we mentioned in the first Mishnah in the Perek that Nisuch HaMayim is done all 7 days of Sukkahs. So what exactly is the process of this Nisuch HaMayim? So says the Mishnah, Tzleicha Shel Zav Machzeka Shleisha Lugim. First, they would hayememala min ashilayach. They would take a golden sleiches, a golden pail, and it was a pail that was able to hold 3 lug of water. They would take this pail and hayememala min ashilayach. They would fill it up with water from a certain body of water called the shilayach. So they filled up this pail with the water, and they would bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Hegiyu l'shar ha-mayim. Once they reached the Shar HaMayim, which is one of the southern Sha'arim of the Beis HaMikdash, right, directly opposite the Mizbeach, I believe. So once they got to the Shar, Taku v'heriyu v'taku. So they blew a shayif, they blew the shayifer, they blew a tekiya, a true and a tekiya, l'shem simcha, because of the simcha of the mitzvah, so they blew these different tekiyas. So now the Kohen who had the water, Ola Bakevesh, he would go up the ramp of the Mizbeach, Upana L'Smailai, and he would turn to his left, which, as we'll see in the Gemara, is not typical. Normally we say that any time a person turns, he should turn to his right. Over here, though, he turned to his left, and we'll see more about that in the Gemara. So he would go up the ramp, and he would turn to his left, and Shnei Sefalim Shel Kesef Hayusham. When he turned to his left, on that southwestern corner of the Mizbeach, on the bottom left corner of the Mizbeach, so there was two silver bowls. There was these two silver bowls over there that were attached to the Mizbeach. We'll see soon. One is for the wine, one is for this water, for the Nisuch HaMayim. And it was all in this southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, the bowls weren't made out of silver. Rather, shall sidhayu, they were made out of lime. So why is it, says Rabbi Yehuda, that you think that it was made out of silver? Where are you getting this mistake from? I'm telling you, really, it was made out of lime, which is much lighter. It's like a white. Why is it that you think it was silver? Ela shahayu mushcharim peneihem ipnei hayayin. The reason why you're making a mistake and you're assuming it's silver is because the taka were blackened. They were blackened because of the wine. And therefore, you're assuming that they were silver. But really, they weren't silver. Really, they were made out of lime. It's just that they became blackened from the wine. So that's where you're making your mistake from. Rav Yosef Engel in Gilyani Hashas points out an interesting point over here. He brings that they used the red wine for the Mizbeach. The color of the wine that they used was red. Now, we had a Gemara earlier in Maseches Sukkah that red eventually turns into black. So it makes a lot of sense that they used this red wine, and that's what made it, that it was mushcharin, that it became blackened, it became darker from this red wine. That's why the Tanakhama thought it was silver, but says Rabbi Yehuda, really the bowls were made out of lime. So now more about the bowls, says the Mishnah, Umenukavin, and they had holes, each bowl had a hole in it, Kemin Shnei Chaitamin Dakin, to the point where now it looked, when the person looked down into the bowls, it looked like two nostrils. Each bowl had a hole, and so it had that appearance. Echad mu'uva ve'echad dak. Now, one of these holes in the bowls was thicker, and one of them was more thin. Kedei sheyu shneim kalim bevas achas. So that when the wine and the water went down into the mizveach, into these holes, so that they would go at the exact same time. So in order to facilitate that to happen, one of the holes had to be thicker than the other, and we'll see the reason for that exactly when we get to the Gemara. Ma'arav shel mayim, mizrach shel yayin. Now the western bowl was for the water, and the eastern one was for the wine. So if you imagine the page of the Gemara as being the Mizbeach, the Kevesh being on the bottom underneath the page, so the Kohen would walk up the Kevesh, get to the Mizbeach, so now the top of the page is north, the bottom is south, the right is east, and the left is west. Instead of making the right when he got to the page, when he got to the Mizbeach and going right, which is what the Kohen typically did, we said he went left. So when he went left, that corner on the bottom left of the page, that's the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. So the two bowls were there by that corner. The western one, meaning the one that was more to the left, was for the wine, and was for the water rather, and Mizrachi Shel Yayin, and the one on the east, closer to the Kayin, when he went up the ramp and made his left, the one closer to the Kayin on the east, that's the one that was for the wine. Now, Ira Shalmayim L'Seich Shalyayim, V'Shalyayim L'Seich Shalmayim, Yatza. Says the Mishnah, even though it's true that the one on the left, the one on the west, was the one that was designated for the water, and the one on the east was the one designated for the wine, L'Maisa, if the Kain switched it up, if he mixed it up and he poured the water into the wine bowl, and the wine into the water bowl, so he's still Yatza, he doesn't have to do anything again. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yehuda's chalik on the Tanakhama, and he says two things. First of all, he says, b'loig hayim enaseich, and it was kol shmeina. He says two things. He says that they used one lug of water, not three lugin. It was only one lug. And also, he says that they would do this process of nisa chamayim all 8 days of Sukkot, meaning even Shmini Atzeres, not just the 7 days of Sukkot. So it comes out Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on two points. First of all, the amount of water used for Nisach HaMayim, even though wine, Rabbi Yehuda's maskim, wine was three lug, but the water, Rabbi Yehuda says, was only one lug. And then the second machlekes is that he's saying that they did this all 8 days, not just the 7 days of Sukkot. Now says the Mishnah, they used to tell the person who was in charge, the Kohen who was doing the Nisach HaMayim, they would tell him, Hagba Yadcha, they would tell him, pick up your hands. And the reason they would tell him to pick up his hands when he did the Nisach HaMayim to show that he was pouring it into the bowls is because Shepam Echad, one time, Nisach Echad al Gabe Raglov. One time there was a Kohen who tried to trick us, and instead of pouring the water into the bowls, he poured the water onto his feet. And the reason for this is because he was a tzeduki. The tzedukim don't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. They only believe in what they see in Torah Shebiksav, what it says lahedya. And Nisach HaMayim doesn't appear mefurish anywhere in the Torah. It's learned out from Halach Lamaisha Misinai. There's Ramazim to it in the Torah, but there's no direct pasuk which tells us about the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. So the tzedukim did not believe in this mitzvah. So this Kayin, who was a tzeduki, he tried to trick us, and he poured the water onto his feet instead of pouring it into these bowls. So therefore they would tell the Kayin to pick up your hands so we could see what was happening, that he was pouring the water into the bowls and not onto his feet like this tzeduki who did this. And says the Mishnah, after this tzeduki did this, that he poured the water onto his feet so the people saw, Urgamuhu kola am besregeyen. And so everybody was there, so they all pelted him with their esregim. And the Aruch Haner brings from the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi is clear that they killed him. That they pelted him with their esregim and they killed him. Now says the Mishnah, Kemaseyu b'chol kach maseyu b'shabbos. The same process we just explained that happened during the week, that's the way the Nisach HaMayim occurred on Shabbos as well. Ella, there was one difference. Shahayim Mimali Me'erev Shabbos. They couldn't take the water from the Shilayach and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos because of the Isser of carrying on Shabbos. So instead, they would fill up the water on Erev Shabbos. They would fill up the water with the Chavish Shel Zav She'ena Mikudashas, with a golden kli, a golden barrel, which did not have Kedusha. And we'll see more about that in the Gemara. So they would fill up with this kli that did not have kedusha, min ha-shilayach, from the shilayach, umanicha belishka, and then they would put it into a room inside the Beis HaMikdash, and then they would draw the water from that barrel the next day on Shabbos, in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, says the Mishnah, nishbicha ayniskalsa, if let's say the water spilled, or if the water became uncovered, so water that's uncovered, there's a chashash that maybe snake venom went into it, so then halya memale min akir. So then, they would fill up the water from the kir, even though that's typically not where they would take the water from the kir that was in the Beis HaMikdash, that was in the Azara. They would typically take the water from the Shilayach. If something happened to the water, so then they would take the water from the kir. And the reason why, if it was Niskalsa, they couldn't use it, says the Mishnah, is Shahayayin v'hamayim megulim psulim l'gabi mizbeach. Is because if you have wine or water that are megulin, so then they're possible for the mizbeach. And the reason Rashi Rashi explains is because there's a chashash that a snake came and put its venom into the water or into the wine, and therefore when you take the one lug or the three lug of water or wine, whatever it is that you're taking, whatever the shear is, so there's a concern that really it's not the shear, because really maybe there's some snake venom inside of it that's fulfilled, that's completing the shear. And it's not really the shear, so therefore it's possible to use for the mizbeach. Now says the Gemara, we mentioned that when they would get to the Shar HaMayim, when they brought the water and they reached Shar HaMayim, so they blew Shofar because of the Simcha, Taku V'Ariu V'Taku, says the Gemara Menani Mili, how do we know that there's supposed to be Simcha involved in the Nisach HaMayim? So says the Gemara, Rav Eina D'Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, U'Sha'afte Mayim B'Sasayin. It says that you're supposed to draw water with Simcha, with Sasayin. So you see from here, that the Nisach HaMayim, that the drawing of the water is supposed to be done with the Simcha, and for whatever reason, they did this Tekiyas by when they got to the Shar HaMayim. I mean, it's interesting, they didn't do it when they drew the water from the Shilayach. They waited till they got to the Shar HaMayim, and they blew the Tekiyah. That was based off of this Pasuk of Ushaft HaMayim B'Sasin. Says the Gemara now, on this note of Sasin, that Hanu Trein Minei, there was two Apikarsim, Chachmei Sasin V'Chachmei Simcha. One of them, his name was Sasin, and one of them, his name was Simcha. Two different Lashonos of happiness of Simcha. Amar Le Sasin Le Simcha. So Sasin said to Simcha, that Ana Difta Minach, I'm better than you. Why am I better than you? Dichsib, because the Pasuk says, Sasin V'Simcha Yasigu. So it puts Sasin first. You see, Sasin is better than Simcha. Well, Amar Le Simcha Le Sasin. Simcha said to Sasin, Ana Difta Minach, I'm better than you. Dichsib Simcha V'Sasin La Yehudim. It puts Simcha first. It says, Simcha V'Sasin La Yehudim. So Amar Le Sasin Le Simcha. So Sasin said to Simcha, that Chad Yoyim Shavkoch, one day they're going to take away your job, v'shav yich parvanka, and you're just going to become like a messenger, just to give over messages. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, ki besimcha teitzeyu, that they're going to go out with simcha. Simcha is going to guide the way. He's going to tell us what it is that we have to know about, what's on the derech in front of us. So you see, you're just going to become a messenger boy. So amar le simcha l'sasin. Simcha said to sasin, you're even worse off. Chad yayma, one day, shavkoch, they're going to take away your job, umalu bachmaya, and you're just going to become a person that just draws water for people. You're just going to be a water drawer. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Ushaafte mayim b'sasin. It says you're going to draw water with sasin. So you see, they're just going to use you. You're just going to be like a butler. Amar le ahu mina d'shmei sasin l'rbi avayu. A certain apikairis, his name was sasin. He once said to Rabbi Avayu, doesn't say if it was the same sasin as the previous story, but a certain apikairis, whose name was sasin, he once said to Rabbi Avayu, that asidisu d'tit muli maya, that in the future, amayim, that in the future, la'amu da'asai, in Eilam Haba, you're going to be pouring for me water. How do I know that in the future, in Eilam Haba, you're going to be pouring for me water? Dichsevu sha'aft amayim b'sasin. It says you're going to pour water for sasin. You're going to draw water for sasin. Amar le, Rabbi Avayu said to the man, he said to the Apikairis, that iav iksiv lissasayin kedik amrit. If the Pasuk would say, usha'afte mayim lissasayin for sasayin, so then it would be like you said. However, hashtag dechsiv bissasayin, it doesn't say that we're going to draw water for sasayin. It says we're going to draw water with sasayin. So you know what it means? It means mashke dehu gavra, the skin of that person, you. Your skin is mishavnin leguda. They're going to make it into a pail. Umalinan beimayo, and they're going to use that pail, your skin, to draw water. They're going to skin you, use your skin and make it into a pail, and then use that pail to draw water. That's what the Pasuk is saying. Okay, interesting Gemara, not exactly sure what the reason the Gemara brings these stories are, and exactly what the men in this second story was thinking. Why did he think Ushafta Mayim Bisasain meant that they're gonna draw water for him, for Sasain? It says Bisasain, and then the other different interesting point is that in the second story, Rabbi Avayu doesn't just say, like the men said in the first story, that they're gonna use Sasain as the butler. He said that they're gonna use his skin and make it into the pail. It's interesting that he didn't just say that he's going to be the butler. He didn't just say that he got the wrong pshan in the pasuk. Okay, interesting gemara. It says the gemara vayter. Alu by kevesh upana l'smaylei v'chulu. We mentioned in the Mishnah that when it came to the Nisach HaMayim, so the kain, when he went up the mizbeach, when he went up the ramp, so he then made a left turn. He turned to his left where the two safalim were. So it says the gemara tan rabbanim, which is an interesting Lashon over Tan Rabbanan, because really what we're about to quote is a Mishnah in Zvachim. I saw that Deris points this out He has a kuntres in his sefer Zachar LeDavid of where he calls l'shaynes muzarim b'shas of interesting l'shaynes in the Gemara. And so one of the l'shaynes he brings is this Gemara that says Tanur Rabbanan about a Mishnah. Usually Tanur Rabbanan is used for a Gemara, but al kabbanim that's what the Gemara says Tanur Rabbanan. We learned that kol oilim l'mizbeach oilim derech imen. That in general, when a kohen went up the mizbeach, so he always went to the right. And then he continued around the Mizbeach in a counterclockwise way. So again, if we use the page of the Gemara as the example, he went up to Kevesh, made a right, so now he's at the southeastern corner, and then he continued up to the northeastern corner, back around counterclockwise to the northwestern corner, southwestern corner, and then back down the Kevesh, like the Mishnah says over here. And they would go around and come down from the left side, so that's counterclockwise, and that's called Derech Yamin. And the reason for that, Rashi says, is because the Kohen's face is like facing the Mizbeach. And so if he's facing the Mizbeach, so then his face is towards the Mizbeach at all times, so then Derech Yamin is counterclockwise. That's always going towards his right. If he's standing facing the Mizbeach, so then always going counterclockwise is going towards his right. So that's typically what the Kohen did when he went up the Mizbeach. Chutz min ha'ayla l'shleisha dvarim. However, the exception was when the Kohen went up for the following three things, that he went up to the left, he went up to do something that was on the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach, in all these three examples, and instead of going all the way around, making a right turn and going counterclockwise, and going all the way around to the southwestern corner, by these three things, he just made a sharp left and went straight to his business. So says the Mishnah, Chutz min ha'ayla l'shleisha dvarim halalu, except for the following three things, sha'ayla derech smol, he went to his left, v'chayzer na la'ekev, and he went back on his left side, he went back the way he came up, and we'll explain that in a moment. Ve'eluin, and these are them. These are the three cases that he made a left. It's nisach hamayim, v'nisach hayayim, v'oilas ha'oiv, kisharav sebat mizrach. It's the nisach hamayim and nisach hayayim. So that's what we described in the Mishnah. The nisach hamayim and nisach hayayim, he would make a sharp left, and Rashi explains the reason for this is because if he would go all around, if he would make a right, like he generally does, and make and be makif all the way around the Mizbeach until he got to the southwestern corner, so there's a chashash that maybe, because of all the smoke that was on the Mizbeach, so maybe the wine and the water would be made possible from all the smoke. It would maybe get disgusting. It would be made possible. And therefore, he didn't go all the way around. Instead, the Kohen would just make a sharp left and go straight to the Safalim, where he would pour the wine and the water. And Rashi explains that the reason why he then afterwards, maybe afterwards now go back around the other way, so that, no, that you're always supposed to go Derech Yamin. So therefore, when he was coming back down the Mizbeach, he went back the way he came up, because that's Derech Yamin. Meaning, really, ideally, you should always go Derech Yamin. Always go counterclockwise. It's just that when he went up, we didn't want to go all the way around, because maybe the water and the wine would be made possible. So he made a sharp left. But then coming back, there's no reason to go all the way around and go clockwise. That would be going to his left. So therefore, when he came back down, he went back the way he came up, which is Derech Yamin. So that's Nisach HaMayim and Nisach HaYayin. And then also, V'Ailas HaAyv Kesherav Seba Mizrach. So the Ailas HaAyv was normally taken care of on the southeastern corner of the Mizbeach. However, if there were too many Ailas that were taking place over there, so then the Kohen would go and take care of it on the southwestern corner. However, in order to not make it, we said in the Mishnah that he would make a sharp left, so that Rashi explains is because if he would go right and go counterclockwise all around the Mizbeach and get back to the southwestern corner, so there's a chashash that because of all the smoke and the fire that's on the Mizbeach, so maybe the Eif is going to die by the time he gets to the southwestern corner. So therefore instead he went up and he made a sharp left to the southwestern corner where he took care of the Eif, and then like we explained before, he came back down the way he came up in order to go Derech Yamin. So these were the three exceptions when the Kohen did not go up Derech Yamin. We said in the Mishnah, Vayter in the Gemara, Elo Shehayu Mashchirin, that the bowls, Rabbi Yehuda said that really they were made out of lime. The reason why they were darker is because of the wine. The wine made it that they were darker. So now says the Gemara, Bishlam Ediyayin Mashchir. Only one of the safalim was used for wine. The other safal, the other bowl, was used for water. So Rabbi Yehuda gave a good excuse, a good reason for why, a good explanation, rather, for why the bowl that was used for the wine was darker, even though really it was made from lime. But the Maya, my Mashcher, why would the water bowl look like silver? Why would it be darker if it was really made from lime? Why would it be darker What would make it darker? So says the Gemara, because Kevin Damer Mar, since we said in the Mishnah that Eir Shalmayim Mosveich Shal Yayim Vishal Yayim Mosveich Shalmayim Yotza, since we said the Lamais, if you mixed it up and you pour the wine into the water bowl or the water into the wine bowl, you're Yotze, so therefore, Asid Lashchayre, so people are going to be less careful because it's not Ma'akiv anyways, and it was bound to happen, and I guess it did happen, that someone, Kayin, would pour the wine sometimes into the water bowl. So even the water bowl was darker because they weren't so careful to specifically use the water bowl for water and the wine bowl for the wine. Now we mentioned in the Mishnah, Munukavim came in Shnei Chaitamin. We said that they had two holes in it, like the nostrils of a person's nose, and that one of the holes was thicker and the other one was thinner, so that the wine and the water should go down the Mizbeach at the exact same time. So says the Gemara, why is it that they wouldn't go down the Mizbeach at the same time? Why can't the holes be the same size? Lema Masnisan Rabbi Yehudahi. It must be because the Tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, V'loi Rabbanan, and not the Rabbanan. Which Rabbi Yehuda? The Tanan, like we learned in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, B'loi Gha'im Menasech Kol Shmeina. It's the Rabbi Yehuda who holds that for Nisach HaMayim, they didn't use three lugim of water, they just used one lug of water for the Nisach HaMayim. Now, Nisach HaYayin, we know that's three lugim. That was three lug of wine. Water, Rabbi Yehuda says, was only one lug. So that's why the holes had to be different sizes. The hole that was used for the wine had to be much bigger because it was much more wine that had to go in, and we wanted the wine and the water to go down at the same time. So the wine hole had to be bigger. Now everything makes sense. D'i Rabbanan, but if you're going to tell me that the Tan of the Mishnah is the Rabbanan, so ki adadinenu, both the wine and the water was three lugim. So why would the holes have to be different sizes? Says the Gemara, afilu tam Rabbanan, no, the Tan of the Mishnah could even be the Rabbanan. Even though in terms of the amounts, it was three lugim of water and three lugim of wine, the reason why the wine hole had to be larger is because chamra samech maya kalish. It's because wine is thicker than water, and therefore water is naturally going to go down faster. So even if it's the same amount, water is going to go down faster if it's the same sized hole. So therefore the wine hole had to be larger. It says the Gemara, Hachanami Mistavra, it's logical that the Tan of the Mishnah is the Rabbanan and not Rabbi Yehuda. Di Rabbi Yehuda, because if you're gonna say that the Tan of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, so then Racha of the Katzar Islay. When Rabbi Yehuda described the two holes, so we have a member of Rabbi Yehuda, Braisa, where Rabbi Yehuda also he says that the wine hole was larger. But when he describes that they were larger, the nusach Rabbi Yehuda uses is rachav and katzar. That's not like the nusach that we have in our Mishnah of av and dak. And where do we see that this is Rabbi Yehuda's nusach? The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, that shnei kashvois hayusham, that there was these two kalim by the on top of the mizbeach on the southwestern corner, echad shal mayim ve'echad shal yayin. One was used for water, one was used for wine. And said Rabbi Yehuda that shal yayin pia rachav, shal mayim pia katzar. So he says that the wine one was larger than the water one, but his nusach is one was rachav and one was katzar. And he explained also kadesh yushneim kalim bevasacha, so that they should both go down at the same time. But shmami no, you see that the Tana of our Mishnah, who described the two holes, one as being Av and one as being Dak, is now Rabbi Yehuda, who used this different Lashon of Rachav and Katzar. And Rashi explains that it's not just because of the fact that it's a different Nusach, it's because they're actually different meanings. Rashi says that the difference in space, the difference in size between Rachav and Katzar, is much greater than the difference between Av and Dak. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the wine hole was larger, proportionately larger than the water hole, more than the Rabbanan hold, the wine hole was larger than the water hole. And therefore, from the fact that the Tan of our Mishnah uses Av and Dak, you see that the Tan of the Mishnah is the Rabbanan and not Rabbi Yehuda. Ah, but it was the same amount, it was both three lugim, so why did the wine hole have to be bigger? The answer is that the Gemara, that the wine hole still had to be bigger because wine is thicker than water. And so therefore, in order for them to get down at the same time, the wine hole had to be larger than the water hole. Oh, you're right.